Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to find out what song got Briston Maroney hooked on Sonics. But first, it's time for another round of buried treasures. These are records, Jim, that you and I have been accumulating over the last few weeks, months, that we have been eager to play, haven't had a chance to on the show yet. Maybe they aren't huge mainstream releases, but we have found something of considerable merit to them that we want to share with our listeners.
Absolutely, Greg. Stuff that we're excited to dig deep and unearth. I'm going to lead us off. I'm going to Birmingham, Alabama, for a band called People Years that is putting out an album called Animalism in early April. There were already some tracks out there on the web. Wow. Okay. You know, so first I saw Birmingham, Alabama, and these guys, you know, are of a certain age. They've been kicking around there in the South in different groups for years and now have this band that has coalesced around the songwriting and production of Chris Rowell. And, you know, I was intrigued by this letter. It's like, hey, GM, pay attention to Birmingham. And it's like this short story they wrote about being fascinated with Luna and Pavement and Pink Floyd and LCD Sound System and a girl who likes that music too, and she's a goth, and you shoot a spitball at her, and and she despises Americana, and nothing you do will get her attention. And I'm like, all right, this is a great short story. If these guys write 1/100th as good songs as they've written a press release, and it's blown me away. I mean, it's this wonderful combination of indeed rather a psychedelic pop, atmospheric keyboards and guitar with wonderful, just timeless power pop hooks, you know, and they can sing. I'm really impressed. I'm going to play what is their first single from the forthcoming Animalism album. It's called Commonly Known by Birmingham, Alabama's People Years on Sound Opinions. Years is the band. What a cool song, Commonly Known.
Yes, new wave-ish power pop. I'm going to stick in that realm with my first pick, Jim. A band out of Chicago named Beach Bunny that caused quite a stir last year with a song called Prom Queen. Blew up on that TikTok platform. I know you're a big TikTok fan.
Well, I only log on to see you dancing at home to Nicki Minaj.
Short-form videos that illustrate various dilemmas and concerns of the young people of the world. And believe me, Beach Bunny is connected with that audience in a big way. Lily Trefilio, the lead singer in the group, is a young woman who has dealt with anxiety issues in her life, very transparent about that, eating disorders and as such, and talks about them very transparently in her songs. At the same time, she has an incredible gift for writing hooks, mm-hmm. melodies, these bridges and choruses that she comes up with. If you YouTube any one of their concert performances that are floating out there on the net, you will see these mass sing-alongs with song after song yeah. at their shows. It's very cathartic for our audience. So even though you're getting these songs filled with anxiety, you're getting these incredibly cathartic moments out of them because of the strength of those melodies. Their debut album is just out. It's called Honeymoon. It basically traces the arc of a relationship that she went through, but at the same time, approaching it from different angles, different takes on the same subject. And each song could be a single. It's one of those records you go song after song after song, just hits you hard, really well-crafted songs. Started out as a bedroom artist, now has a quartet. Here is Cuffing Season from Beach Bunny, the Honeymoon LP on Sound Opinions. That is Cuffing Season from Beach Bunny. If you're wondering what cuffing season is really all about, it's that time between the fall and winter when people who have not had a mate decide, hey, I really would like to cocoon with somebody this winter.
Wow.
So cuffing season, it's a thing, you know?
Okay. I didn't know that. You've edumacated me.
There you go.
You know, what I was thinking was this: the exuberance, right, and also the communal aspect of what Beach Bunny is doing. It was as if, like, Veruca Salt combined with Screeching Weasel.
Yeah.
When everybody would sing those Weasel songs, everybody, you know, 200 kids in a VFW hall getting behind the band. Exciting stuff. They're going to be a band to watch. Greg, Buried Treasure, you know, it's a weird idea. Sometimes an act can be, have really accomplished something, and yet nobody knows what kind of music they are making on their own. I am thinking of the hip-hop producer Knowledge, who is about to drop at the end of March a very ambitious record called 1988. Now, Knowledge, and it's spelled K-N-X-W-L-E-D-G-E, but it's pronounced Knowledge. Mm-hmm. He got a Grammy for working with Kendrick Lamar on How to Pimp a Butterfly, part of the production team. He's also had a duo with Anderson .Paak, the rapper who is very well known. But, he is on Bandcamp with several hundred instrumental hip-hop beats. And his true love is these kind of hypnotic loops, vaguely psychedelic loops with these lo-fi textures. You know, think of like the Stax Volt band maybe jamming with beat up old instruments in Jack White's basement, mm-hmm. right? And it's just fantastic. He's been giving this music away. Lots of other hip hop artists are using his beats as backgrounds, and now he is putting out this mostly instrumental. Sometimes we have a little My Life in the Bush of Ghosts kind of sampled accidental vocal on here, and it's just really exciting. The two tracks out there are really good so far. I'm really looking forward to the whole album. I'm going to play Learn, which is a single from this forthcoming album by Knowledge on Sound Opinions. So that is Learn by Knowledge. I forgot to tell you, the album is called 1988. And Knowledge claims, and I don't know how much he's putting us on here, that he was a baby in his diaper, that mom left alone with somebody in the family had a vintage SP-12 sampler, and baby Knowledge was making baby Knowledge sounds into the sampler, and some of those are forming a basis for this album. Ooh. I don't know. It's a great story. I don't care if it's true.
I don't know if it's true, but it sounds good. You know, when in doubt, print the myth, right?
But it's neat to have an album called 1988, which is coming from his infancy.
Well, you mentioned Kendrick Lamar, superstar, connect with Knowledge. Rev 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 is a band from Modena, Italy, the same city that gave birth to Luciano Pavarotti.
Small world.
Opera doesn't have a lot of connection to this music, but you know, maybe, you know, think of it as an opera of noise and thick psychedelic textures, and I like the combo of the pummeling drums and the electronic rhythms, you know, the live drums mm-hmm. with the electronic rhythms as part of this. This is a band that has been around since 2013. This is their third album, Kaikion, it's called. Produced by James Aparicio. Jim, you probably know that name from some spiritualized work that he's done.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a little bit of that vibe going on here. This is just revved up, psychedelic noise rock, and I love it. Rev, Rev, Rev with Clutching the Blade from the Kaikion LP on Sound Opinions. We'll be right back.
Rev, 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 Clutching the Blade. Greg with the noise, rock, metal, goth. Kind of a, hey, that's heavy duty, man.
I love it.
But what would you expect? This week, we've also invited a guest for some buried treasures. Alicia Sweeney is the midday host at Colorado Public Radio's Indie 102.3. She's going to share a couple of her picks. Welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So you know how we play the buried treasures game. This is artists that we've been loving that should be getting more attention and haven't as yet. And you've got two suggestions for us.
Yes, I do. Some under-the-radar acts that you should know. Should we start in Denver?
Yeah. You're there, right? Are you
in
Denver right at this moment? Okay. You're not on like a ski lift right now.
No, maybe after we record this.
Okay. All right. So let's start with a Denver act.
All right. Denver vintage indie pop duo Tennis. And they have a new album out. It came out on Valentine's Day, and it's called Swimmer. And I'm really impressed with this new record from them. It's their fifth release. They started up their own label called Mutually Detrimental. And this new album sounds like it draws from like late 70s to mid 80s pop records.
Now, Tennis has been around for a while, since 2010, right?
Yeah. And they have this sweet backstory. They're this husband-wife band. Mm-hmm. They both grew up here in Denver. And even though they are in this landlocked state, Patrick Riley and the band, he always had an interest in sailing. So about a decade ago, they took their first sailing trip, and music was born out of that experience. And they just have grown from there. And I think they're authentic in what they do, and I love their vibe with each record.
So people who've been sleeping on Tennis, Alicia, what is it that's exciting about this new album's just coming out?
For me, I'm drawn to Elena Moore, the frontwoman, her vocals. She's very careful with all of her words that she writes her songs with, and her vocals remind me of a little bit of nostalgia from that crazy For You era from Madonna as I explore this record. And so I've been really drawn to that. And specifically for this song, Need Your Love, she told me that with each Tennis record, that there's always a song on the album that represents her. There's one that represents her, and then there's always one that represents Patrick. And this is one that she's deeply inspired by. My buried treasure choice for you today.
That is Need Your Love from Tennis, the fifth album from that band out of Colorado, right? Alicia?
Denver.
Yeah.
Denver, Colorado.
Yep, indeed. So they are sort of a buried treasure in terms of their national recognition, but they're a pretty big deal there, right?
Kind of. They were blog darlings when they first put out their debut single about a decade ago, where national blogs picked up on them before Colorado did.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And then now they've grown, they've started up their own music label, and they're a band to watch. But we do adore them here in Denver. And I just wanted to give them a little extra love because this record of theirs is so impressive. And I think that they're really onto something. They're kind of having this moment where they chose to break free from their music label and they're doing things on their own terms. And I really respect all their artistic choices that they've been making.
Tennis, they are not brand new. They've been working hard for a decade, but Alicia is very excited about their new album. If you have got a pick for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or contact us on the social medias, Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Greg and I will dig up some more buried treasures. Plus, Alicia has one more pick as well. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.